came on to Georgia. And when he got off that plane that night, his father and mother brought him straight here, and he'd sit down and eat a half a pound of cornbread and milk. He wanted cornbread and milk so bad. And he just loved it. It done me my old heart good to cook that cornbread for him.
Oh, I know it did. They did.
Young boys wanted this day and time. Uh-huh. You know, it was a... But he said he thought of laid over a lot of time, thought about that good cornbread.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Glad to get back to that, I know.
Well, you know, years ago, people used to grind their corn and make cornmeal and all. Now it's all self-rising. Mm-hmm. But they used to take on an old cornmeal and grind it, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We had grinding stones for everything. Cornmeal, we had grinding stones that they sharpened the plows and the knives and things on. There was a grinding stone out there in that shop. We kept it for a long time. I think his brother still has it now. He divided some of the things with him of his father's, you know. Mm-hmm. Lots of them tools that came in this shop out here. One of them was a big old grinding stone. I remember it was on legs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you pressed a pedal and turned this wheel. It would turn, you know, control this wheel,
uh-huh.
This grinding stone, mid sharpened knives and things like that.
Well, how
that,
would you do the corn on it?
Well, now this cornmeal, it is a big hammer like that was in, but it's more or less on a grindstone like that they grind the corn with for the cornmeal. Then you take that good old cooking grease and put it in there. That's where that good old cooking grease, a fat back.
Really?
Yeah, that's what made all that good meal.
Oh, I had a class. You were telling me earlier that some of your, in fact, your daddy's underwear was made out of the old fertilizer.
Gunner sacks, yeah.
Well, what was most of the cloth? You know, how did you make it? What kind of clothes and all?
My grandmother, of course, you know, she spun her own thread and made her own cloth back in her days. I can remember we had a spinning wheel. When I was a small child, we had a spinning wheel, but my mother never did spin much of it. And my mother made all of our clothes, and most of it was made out of cotton. We didn't have any polyester when I grew up, you know what I mean? And she made all of our things, even down to our coats. Our coats was made just plain little old coat, you know. And she
hand stitched
every bit of it. And had a lot of tatten. Back in those days, they had lots of tattens that they put on the clothes, and it just made them real pretty. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen any tatten?
Mm-mm.
You make it with a shuttle. You take thread and you make it with a shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like knitting is now,
mm-hmm.
But it's much finer. And lace was made back then, and she would make some beautiful lace to put on our dresses. She'd make her aprons and put lace on it, you know, and ruffles on her aprons, too. And we made a lot of pocketbooks. They make lots of the pocketbooks today that, like, we made back years ago. They're gone back to making the homemade pocketbooks.
Yeah.
We made them out of different things, I guess. They make it out what you call this corded stuff now to make it out of. We made it out of blue denim and a little bit of everything back then, our pocketbooks. And our bedspreads, we made a lot of our bedspreads. We made our bedspreads and then quilted them, you know. Sometime we made quilts. We made quilt tops, and then we quilted them quilts in a quilting frame.
Mm-hmm.
Put a cotton bed in there and quilted them. Beautiful work. Oh, they just went all out with hand work then. Some of the most beautifulest things you've ever seen. All our quilts were handmade, and I quilted them many a time. I remember we had a Dr. here that had served this community for years and years. And his house got burned up a few years after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to have him a household shower. But all during the war, I had worked. I had to have something other doing it, you know, and I'd take my hands and I would